Now, tell me about the day you did your first communion.
My first communion?
Yeah.
Well, I was near enough the chapel now to walk to the chapel. I lived near enough to it, but a lot of others came in on donkey carts and horse carts and that. And, we were dressed with our white dresses and wreaths and veils. And now, in my particular case, my teacher lived in the town, and when mass was over, she invited us to her house, and she sent somebody out to see what our mother, whoever would be with us. There'd be only one person with us, the mother or the father would be at home, maybe with somebody else. There'd be just one. And she invited us in for tea and buns. There was a baker, man who used to do baking out in his own yard, and the baker, and she would sit up there for curd buns and homemade jam she'd have, and that was our treat. And we went home. I think I had somebody give me a shilling, which was a big lot of money at that time, and somebody else, what else did I get? Well, that's about all now. That's all. Shilling. Someone gave.
Well, simple, wasn't it?
Simple. And a lot of people wouldn't, you see, they were examined the Friday before it, they'd be examined, and they wouldn't buy the outfit for them, as if they had to buy one, but they were mostly handed down, and from one sibling to sibling, the girls, and the boys' things they'd always buy for them, but you'd get them from cousins and so on. But they wouldn't buy them until they would, in case they wouldn't pass the examination that they were examined before, the day before, and in case they didn't pass, they wouldn't buy. They'd go to the shops then and get it. So that's what's the...
You had a few pennies to buy sweeties and...
There were very little pennies now, going very little. Now, but the others, that was because our teacher lived in the town, but the others that didn't have that, they just got into their carts and went home and had their breakfast, took off their finery and had their breakfast, and that dress would be kept there might be a Corpus Christi procession later in that was in June or the end of May or something, I forget when it was. They would wear it at that and be kept in for the next girl in the family, or be given to somebody else, to be passed on. Nothing was wasted.